It's drinks with Larry. Yeah, drinks with Larry. It's drinks with Larry. Yeah, drinks with Larry. Not drinks with Barry or drinks with Gary. It's drinks with Larry. Yeah, drinks with Larry. Results may vary, so please be wary. It's drinks with Larry.
I
Then
do
she
kind
was
of remember that.
like just bawling and they're like, God damn it, Bernice. She's like, Ooh. That's what they feel like I
That is not at all what your laugh
It's
sounded
pretty
like.
close what you sound like.
No.
It's
God
close.
damn it, Bernice.
That's a good way to start the show.
That's a running joke in my family. Oh, good.
Yeah, that's a good way to start. I like to do that. I like to get
you sneaky fuck.
A couple of deep belly laughs.
Yeah, I like to get a couple, you know. Usually Brian goes on a rant for 3 to 4 minutes and I just
oh.
record it.
We could talk about the NFL if you wanted to.
What's going on in the NFL?
Should we talk sports without Brian here? He'd probably
He'll get really mad.
Have a heart
I feel,
attack.
I know. I feel like he would be like, "You're saying it all wrong.
Yeah,
You're
he would
ruining
be very
it."
upset. He'd be like, "You're
like,
fucking being a dick."
Yeah.
It's about there's like a flag, and then like I think people are allowed to like sit down during the.
I don't know, but
allegiance.
I think I have to start watching football
during the Pledge of Allegiance.
The Pledge of Allegiance.
Maybe.
The allegiance.
The
yeah.
allegiance.
I just, the Star Spangled Banner. Obviously, I don't know what's going on, so.
Nobody does.
The Allegiance, though. That's what I'm still hung up on here.
I know, I said it wrong.
Stephanie's Allegiance. I'm gonna go get a.
You're an
go ahead,
Allegiance.
Continue talking.
No, forget it. God, you're such a butthole.
I think they're all just taking a knee to try to stop the clock, anyways, right? Isn't that football?
Yes.
Perfect.
Like when you catch the ball in the end zone, you're supposed to take a knee.
That's a touchback.
Yeah, yeah, that's part of it. They're just doing it. They're practicing it. Can you grab me a beer? Something I brought. Like
oh
a
sure, I guess I'll have one too.
One of the bottles that are
yeah,
on.
That's
sure. Fat tire. Okay.
Sure.
Is this a pop off?
Oh shit!
It's not Miller Lite.
It's about to get popping off in here.
I think.
Keep going. You got it.
No.
You're almost there.
I don't think this is a screw off. God, oh my god, it's burning my fingers.
Just try a little bit harder.
No,
stop
it.
Get
yeah.
a good grip.
Your hands are naturally built to tear off bottle caps. You can do it.
Mine are not.
Yes, they are.
I'm moisturized. They're very slippery right now.
These are money making hands, baby. These aren't working hands.
Do you know how many crafts that I stock shelves with?
That's
on this?
True. You are a crafty son of a bitch.
Yes.
There
Apparently
we go.
Not crafty enough, though. Thank you, Burton.
You're welcome, Stephanie.
So what are you drinking there?
Well, hold on. We'll get to that.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Okay.
One of our listeners complained that we talk too much about the beer we drink.
Wasn't it called Drinks with Larry?
Yeah, I know, but he said we started sounding pretentious, and I did agree
so
with
him.
So
he's probably pretentious.
No, he's not.
Oh.
I mean, we can't help it that
is
we're
he
better
single?
Than everyone.
We are better than everybody.
Yeah.
Anyways, welcome to episode, I think this is episode 8 of Drinks with Larry.
Ocho.
Hello, everybody.
Hello. We've got another crazy lineup tonight because no Brian and no Daniel 2 weeks in a row.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. 5 absences and you get kicked out. But the nice thing is not having him on the show is it means he listens to it again.
That's true.
So he had a lot of comments about the last show.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you can hear, like, if you're talking crap about him.
Yeah, because he's a narcissist. Yeah.
I think he listens to all the shows. He just was being pretentious and pretending he never listens to the show.
Exactly.
Well, he...
That's what he does.
Yeah.
Like, no, well, yeah. No, yes. He's a maniac.
So our special guest tonight...
is Stephanie.
Yes, it's me.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
You're crafty.
I'm back again.
You're crafty.
Like ice is cold.
Well, she's funny too, folks. She's funny too. Keep up the good work.
I got many more to come.
I can't wait. Between you and Burton and your jokes, I'm sure that my stomach will be
one punny.
Quite the ab workout.
Show.
Yes.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You'll hear my shoulder shaking on the microphone. So you're talking about football?
It was kind of a joke because I don't really follow football.
Yeah.
And I have
a lot of protesting
fantasy football.
Yeah.
And I
was like, oh, I'll watch some games, but then I only have Fox, so I only get, like, so many games, and they weren't interesting, and then I kind of took a nap. I was pretty hungover on Sunday, so I just kind of thought I was dying, thought I'd lay on the couch and watch some football.
But you didn't die.
And no, but it was close.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert, I made it.
How did you not die?
Hydrated. I drank lots of water. And then I had some cookies in there.
I don't know how you guys drink. I would never drink if I got a hangover.
See, that's the thing that pisses me off, is that you're like, I can't relate.
I can't relate at all.
That sucks. I send that message to Burton, the guy from Ferris Bueller's Day Off, in bed saying, like, I'm dying.
Cameron.
Yeah. And he was like, ha, ha, ha.
My response was, aren't you being a little dramatic?
Yes. And I was like, you, Larry.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, I don't get hangovers. No matter how hard I try, I don't get them.
Oh, and he tries.
I do try. I probably have some brain tumor sitting on something. And
I think it's just so much alcohol built up in your bloodstream.
Always drunk?
Exactly. Maybe that's so it can never work its way out.
Maybe.
And give you a hangover.
Have you ever tried, like, a cleanse?
No, why would I do a cleanse?
I don't know. Like, have you ever just gone a certain amount of time without drinking? Like, not...
Yeah, I have. I'm okay. Yeah, it doesn't do anything. It doesn't change anything. I did read somewhere that there is a certain amount of the population that doesn't get hangovers.
Oh, I'm sure.
There's like something our liver doesn't break down or does break down.
What's that percentage correlated to the percentage of gingers?
Oh, I'm not even a full ginger.
Okay, well, maybe it's like a half-breed thing.
Whatever. Daniel, where are you?
He'd just be piling on.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's not. It has nothing to do with my skin color.
I thought that... I didn't say your skin color. I meant
your hair. Well, if I'm a ginger,
hair, skin color, you don't really have much color.
You assumed a lot there. You assumed... Yeah, exactly. You don't see color?
I don't.
She's colorblind for anyone who's curious.
Very translucent.
Yeah, so I don't get hangovers. So it becomes a problem after a while because I can keep drinking and it doesn't matter.
But do you feel like crap the next day?
No. I'll be tired. If I'm up all night. But no, not usually. Yeah.
My name's Rod and I like to
sometimes
party.
I wake up and I'm still drunk.
That could be a problem.
That could be a problem. That has happened.
So, the night before Matt's surgery, we went up to a establishment for drinks.
Sponsor of the show.
Okay.
Oh, okay. We were at
the Corkscrew Saloon.
And one last hurrah, you know, for Matt. So my mom's up there. And they all were drinking and doing shots or whatever. And I'm at work. And they're like, come up, it'll be fine. And I'm just thinking, they probably just need a ride because Matt can't drive. And my mom is now shit-faced. So it's probably like, just come up and give us a ride home. And they're like, do a shot. I love when I walk in and my mom just like, open arms. Stephanie's here!
Let's do a shot.
How I know. I'm like, I should just turn around and go home.
Yeah. Oh, my mom's trying to give me a hug.
She's trying to show me affection. I don't really know what to do with this.
Someone in my family is trying to show attention to me, and I assume they are drunk.
Right, because I'm the middle child, only girl, adopted. I feel like that does not
happen. I don't think any of us grew up in families that were super affectionate.
Yeah.
I'm an only child, so that shit really freaks me out.
We can talk about
it. Do you want to talk about that?
No. Why wouldn't we high-five each other?
It's just Burton high-fiving the mirror all the time. Yeah.
Good job, buddy.
So true.
Another great day.
Nice dance moves.
You're really good.
Because you dance in the mirror?
Obviously.
Yep.
That was the joke I was making.
Follow Burton on Snapchat. You can watch him dance in the mirror.
True.
He does a really good job. Don't you follow him on Snapchat?
I do. I just showed him how to use...
filters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like the...
Don't filter me.
The funny faces. You know, like the dog face.
This is the best part about Snapchat.
Yeah. And he was just... It was funny because we're just sitting at a table. You just look over at Burton and he's like trying to like raise his eyebrows or, you know, make...
Try to make
his
it work.
Yeah.
Yeah, try to make it work. Yeah.
He's like in a crowded bar. You just look over him. You can tell Burton's on Snapchat. Cause he's like,
Yeah, he's doing
I'm trying to make it work right now, and I can't again. You're going to have to give me another tutorial.
So, we are doing a podcast with Slender Man because he has no face. Because his phone won't recognize his face.
Really?
Yeah. He can't get it to work.
It recognized my face. I couldn't bring up the other
the stuff. Selfie stuff?
No, the yeah, the filters.
Do you have like emoji?
No, like, now they came up accidentally.
That's why I like my Bitmoji. Yeah. That's my favorite.
I did mine too.
Can he gets into some zany stuff.
Yeah. He's a crazy guy.
He's kind of crazy. He's like my alter ego.
He gets a hangover.
He doesn't. He does sometimes get the flu, though, and has a little ice bag on his head.
The brown bottle flu?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. No. I don't know how you drink. I've watched people all the time suffer through that crap. I wouldn't touch alcohol ever again.
Yeah.
There's no way. I wouldn't go near the shit.
Perfect.
Yes, that is perfect. You should post that.
No, definitely not.
Why not?
Sorry, this week's... It didn't even take a picture, basically. Oh,
okay. All right. It was just blur.
Yeah, it wasn't like, we're watching Burn Tree. I got my bad side. I usually try to post something while we're recording, and it's just not happening tonight.
Do you want me to take a picture with your phone? Of you?
Who we need to see a picture?
We need our selfie. Phone? We need our selfie king here. We need Michael.
That's true. Michael, where are you? His we're going to hire you lacking, as a though. Photographer pro bono.
Yeah, his selfies have been lacking, so...
That's true.
We did get to relive his trip to New Orleans. Have you seen that?
Oh, God.
What do you mean? I didn't.
All of a sudden...
I haven't been on Facebook much.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That was a while ago, right?
A year ago.
Live, yeah, but the summer relive. Thing. Now Facebook is doing the relive your your summer. My arm's not long enough.
You can get Burton. That's good.
I can't get anybody.
Get me.
If people would lean into the photo, but it's not working.
I tried, but you kept moving it like you didn't want me in the picture.
I tried.
Okay.
Yeah, so what's everyone up to?
I'm on vacation. So I did some yard work today.
That's crazy.
In November?
You're like a permanent vacation.
Wait, is it September or November?
We're in September.
It is September. I couldn't tell what the weather we're having.
You thought it was November because it's like, nice wait out? A
Maybe that tumor's really taking hold here. Oh, good.
Enough with the brain tumors. Mm. Come on.
Oh, I'm sorry, true. Man. I'm sorry. Stephanie's brother just had brain surgery. I apologize.
Sorry. It's not like he's listening.
Oh. Wow.
I'm just kidding.
He could.
Matt knows I love him.
Hashtag, he's going to listen to this in his hospital bed and get really mad and not be able to do anything.
He's at home now.
Oh, shit.
Matt has a good sense of humor. I'm trusting.
Matt has a wonderful sense of humor. Mm. Out of all the Stephanie's family members... He's number two.
Who's number one?
Your mom.
That's true.
Your other brother, bottom of the barrel, most unfunny person I've ever met in my life.
That is definitely true.
Oh, God.
Dang!
Yeah, and if he's listening,
wait,
he knows...
Wait, so then I'm like three?
Your number, I'll give you number... your mom's not funny either. I'll give you one.
I feel like my mom's going to listen and just cry.
I love your mom, but sorry. I think I know that's where your other brother gets her humor from.
Our dad?
I don't know.
Okay.
Don't make me rank your family anymore. I feel bad.
Okay.
But yes,
can we rank your family?
Sure.
No.
Just no. If you want to talk about the Courtney men.
No, let's move on.
Yeah. Stephanie, why are you turning red?
She matches your shirt.
It's like 100 degrees in here.
I have the air conditioning on.
Boy.
I have the air conditioning on.
I don't think so.
Mm.
Must be this heat wave we got going on.
It's crazy, isn't it?
It is crazy.
It's got to be an El Nino. Or an El Nina. La Nina hurricane thing.
El Nino means child in Spanish.
Don't you remember that Chris Farley skit? Mm-hmm. El Nino means the Nino. That's what it means.
Do you remember that one skit from Saturday Night Live with Chris Farley?
Side note.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
That was funny.
Stephanie is a giant Saturday Night Live fan, and we can't figure out why she finds that show funny.
Because it's hilarious.
Yes.
It won a couple Emmys.
She also finds NBC comedies funny, too. So, just going to get that.
All of them? Not all of them. Most of them
if
are
you
based
found
out
one
of Chicago.
Funny, if you find one funny.
I mean, like Jimmy Fallon.
Ugh.
Late Night with Jimmy Fallon, that's funny.
Yeah.
Sure.
Jimmy Kimmel's better, in my opinion. I like them all, actually, right now. Everyone that's doing the late night shows, I haven't
James
seen
Corden?
One.
Stephanie is currently giving Burton the shit eye.
I don't.
Just
I
one.
Don't. I don't think any of them are bad.
Are you serious?
Oh.
And there are some different tastes of humor, so it's good. Have a little variety in your life.
Like shit.
Yeah, it's the spice of life.
Yes.
Well, then what What do you watch any late night?
I read, actually. That's all Stop I do. It. I just read and listen to the radio. NPR and books.
At the same time?
All at the same time. I like That's to let impressive. My I like to let my brain absorb it as much as possible. I'm a very intelligent person. My IQ is 112. I don't know if that's high or not.
So you don't watch, like, any comedy? Like, but I feel like that would be, like, your thing. Like, you would watch comedies and, like, learn and, like, use that in your own stand-up type stuff.
No, because that's copying.
Not saying, like, I'm not saying, like, copy. I'm just
when
saying.
When you're born naturally funny, Stephanie, you don't need to watch stuff.
Touche. My
it's
bad.
It's just that
My
everyone bad. Else under 60 has Netflix and YouTube.
I watch Marvel
well,
stuff.
Well, I have Netflix.
I when watch, did you get Netflix?
And I have YouTube.
When did you get Netflix?
You got the tube?
I got the tube when I back in like April.
But she had it before. To her record, to her, she did have it before.
Yeah, my mom had the hotspot.
I see.
And
oh,
she
I know.
Okay.
Yes, she did.
All right.
Yes,
okay.
She did.
She let me borrow that so that I could.
Apple don't fall far.
Down. Okay, so I could use the internet so I could like pay my bills and stuff because we're on the family plan. But then in April, I actually got the internet, started paying for myself, and I got Netflix. So.
You're like a Beyonce song.
Right?
Independent woman.
It would be nice if a man would pay some of my bills, but I don't need him to.
It would I just think it'd be nice. Great to have a man pay for my bills, too.
Hell yeah.
Like your dad, or?
No, like any man. Whoever, okay. If there's a man out there that would like to help me pay for my bills, call me. More than happy.
Dial 1-900-LARRY.
Oh, and kick those nasty thoughts.
Oh. You haven't done karaoke in a long time.
I retired.
Why?
Something you retired happened, like something happened times. To my voice.
What?
I don't know what happened. Seriously, I can't do it anymore. Like,
puberty finally.
Yeah, it's fine. I think I went through puberty twice. I got 4 more chest hairs just a month ago. And my voice has been cracking.
Maybe
and
it's
when
menopause.
And when I get really angry, I start going, "Ah, what are you talking about?"
Why would you get angry singing
karaoke?
Or
like when I get when I get defensive, my voice goes real high all of a sudden. And I'd never
do
done that
Do you do
before.
That at work? Or like,
yeah, oh yeah.
I'm
like, I don't know what you're talking about. Everyone thinks I'm crazy.
Stephanie, I don't believe him. Start insulting
Me
him.
Don't start.
What can I say to insult him, though? Because
it's a
he,
natural you think thing. Of something.
None of my insults work.
I can't think
work.
Of a thing to insult Larry with.
Me either.
Thank you, Burton.
I just didn't either.
It's too late.
I ruined it.
No, I had to stop because for some reason I went through puberty again and my voice is cracking. So I don't know what's going on. I can't hit the high notes like I used to.
Did you ever really hit them?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I attempted to hit them. But I can't even do that. Exactly. But okay. I can't even do that anymore.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I moved on to comedy.
Nailed it. So I went into comedy.
Yes. So I just moved into
I feel
comedy.
Like you should work in the karaoke into... Don't people do that? Like working songs into their stand-up?
If you're on Jimmy Fallon, yes. That's
Stop. Stop.
Or Saturday
maybe
Night
that's why. Maybe that's why. I'm like, you should do that. That's funny. It's I laugh.
You should bring a guitar out and sing songs like this guy Adam Sandler did once. He was funny.
You mispronounce Andy Samberg.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Chris Farley.
Sorry. Turn it off. We're done.
Chris Farley.
Who did that really well, like, recently? A lot of, some comics do it. Obviously, some pull it off more than others, but, Dimitri Martin. His stuff was pretty good.
He just
he had
it,
music,
he?
Yeah. Like, in his stand-up. That was pretty good. And, Ron Swanson. What's
oh, his
name?
Stand-up? His actual name?
Yeah. God damn it. Know. I love that guy, too, and now I can't think of his name.
He loves bacon.
He does love bacon. We disagree on that. He makes fun of vegetarians.
Oh, no.
In his stand-up
oh,
pretty
no.
regularly.
Why would you make fun of weak people?
That's not... Let's fight. It. Let's do this. He doesn't really make fun of vegetarians. He just says they have no...
soul.
Mm-hmm. Like gingers.
No,
I feel like we're going full circle here.
They have no purpose or...
like gingers.
I don't understand why you keep looking at me. I'm not a ginger.
Okay.
I have a red beard.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make me a ginger.
Mm,
yes, it does.
Whatever. Why don't you guys take your black hair and get out of here?
Is my hair black?
I don't know what your hair is. I can't see it. You're wearing a hat. Yeah, it's black.
Yeah, it's black.
All right, sweet.
Black and gray.
For listeners out there, I have almost no hair left. But I will say, I'm the oldest, one of the oldest of our groups of friends, and I have almost no gray hairs at all. And there are a few of us that have a ton of gray hairs.
Why are you looking at me?
Because you have a ton of gray
hair. I know I do. That's why I dye my hair. Thank you, Deanna. I was like, ooh, girl, you got covered this.
I would dye my hair, but I don't have anything to dye.
That's what I mean.
I know.
Like, it makes me happy. Like, oh, I don't have any gray hairs. That makes me sad. I'm like,
you do have gray hair. You can't see your gray hair.
Where do I have gray hair?
On top of your head.
No, I don't. It's like...
Mm-hmm.
That's not gray hair. That's like non-existent.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. But your scalp's red.
Well, my beard's getting gray, and I don't like it. I'm gonna look like
you should do the Just for Men.
You should try.
You should try the Just for Men.
I just use a red marker. What's the problem?
I have one of those at work.
I use a fabric marker on my beard.
A red marker. Every time someone makes me mad, I make a beard mark.
No, I have like a big Sharpie work that I smell.
That you smell.
Yeah. I'm going to be a minute. I just need a couple seconds.
You should come work where I work. Yeah. It's just nothing but ink everywhere.
Yeah. I know. When we get the boxes from you guys, I'm like, nope, nobody else open this. I want to open it. And it's like.
That shit will knock you. It's like solvents
okay,
and
somebody
inks
else,
and
somebody
UV
else can take
chemical.
That.
Yeah, it'll knock you out.
It's or when delicious. We get like brand new boxes of Crayola crayons, I'm just like.
Did you eat paint? You ate paint as a kid, didn't
I wasn't really loved much.
But you, you ate paint. You didn't answer my question.
No. I didn't eat it.
Did you smell it?
I would sniff it a lot.
Yeah. Gas?
Paint and glue.
Rubber cement?
Anything crafty.
Crafty. That's a good way to explain it. That's I
that's
like
why
that.
You
it
got into crafts.
It wasn't gasoline.
Holy shit. That's why she got like, into crafts.
Yeah. To feed my addiction.
I never see you make anything. Delicious. So
I make stuff.
Are you one of those people that eats glue?
I painted you a picture.
That was like 10 years ago.
She painted you a picture?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not very good, but I painted it one.
No, I asked her to... Give me a painting to hang on the wall. And she said, okay.
What was it?
It's a piano, a keyboard.
Mm-hmm. A keyboard?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
I thought it was good.
That sounds good.
I put a lot on my wall. I had a bit of a shaky hand.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, like, perfect, but it'll do.
But it's art, so yes. It doesn't have to be perfect.
Right?
Exactly.
Right?
That's why it's perfect.
Only the artist demands perfection. I'm really deep tonight.
Let's get deep.
It's just pumpkin beer.
It's definitely getting deep in here.
It's just fucking pumpkin beer. It's making me feel fancy.
Oh, we fancy.
I tried to buy Guinness, but there's no Guinness anywhere.
What?
I couldn't find any. Well, the one gas station I went to, they didn't get Guinness.
There's a worldwide shortage. Because the gas station 10 feet away from my front door doesn't have it.
They didn't have it, so I assume no one has Guinness right now.
Can't find it anywhere.
Nope.
I'm sorry.
They have fancy beer. No, not the brew-through.
No, but that's what I'm saying. They have a lot of stuff that I didn't realize.
I'll have
that's
to go
where
to the brew-through.
I got Zima at.
Zima.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Daniel's favorite drink.
I bought him some.
Refreshing.
I'm glad I didn't bring one
I
now.
Feel like people who go skiing drink Zima.
I could see the correlation there.
It's brisk. It's refreshing.
What is?
Zima and downhill skiing.
Oof.
I feel like they're snobby, and they just drink Zimas and eat York peppermint patties.
When you drink Zima, it puts like a phlegm in your mouth, like a Jolly Rancher.
It gives me heartburn after two sips.
I felt like it was something like 16-year-old girls drank that put like a Now and Later or a Jolly Rancher in it. That's why I thought Daniel liked it.
He drank that forever.
He really did.
I know.
Well,
I've heard the story.
When we were younger.
Last year.
Yeah.
No, the three of us drank it last year.
We had it
That's
this summer.
The ironic part. Daniel has not.
Yeah, we just had this summer.
Well, did you, when we were at Mike's party, at his
he brought one out
for everyone. That was like the highlight of the evening. We're like, Zima, fuck yes!
That tells you how great that party was. Holy shit, Zima's here.
Breaking out the Zima.
Let's get this shit rolling.
I love to.
Like we should all have like windbreakers or like sweatbands on. We're like, yes.
I had my.
I just went skiing. I
had
need
my
a
members
Zima.
Only jacket on. I was ready to go.
You did.
I had my neon pink.
Why can't we get back to that
fluffy coat?
I have a fanny pack just waiting to be used.
We
still
are
have
back
it.
To that.
No, we're
only
not.
Now
back
you have
to fanny
packs. You have to wear it with like a pair of lederhosen.
Did you see the new fanny packs that are out that are like
no.
dad bod fanny packs?
Oh, with the make your... It's like a fake gut?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can put food in them?
Yeah.
I did see those.
Okay.
But that's I don't want to wear that.
Okay.
I want an actual fanny pack so I could show off my fanny pack.
Okay.
Because there was one situation.
Fanny packs have made their little.
Oh no, we were in a situation. I don't remember where we were at, but we were on some camping trip, and everyone made fun of my fanny pack until we got about 2 miles in the river, and I realized I had my fanny pack and I could carry everything for everybody. And everyone's like, "I'm really glad you brought that fanny pack."
Yeah, but we were still making fun of you.
I don't care if you made fun of me. I had a purpose at that point. Like,
now is that when you were rolling all over the rocks?
I didn't carry all my
that
shit.
Was another year.
Okay, I don't remember a fanny pack that time.
No, I've had.
So it must have not been there.
Mm-mm. You mean my modeling career in the river?
Yes.
When I was posing on the rocks?
Oh, yeah. That was a good time.
Yeah.
That was a good time.
I was an Instagram model for a short period of time. You know, the ones that just find a puddle and stand in, and they're like, I'm a model.
Is that all you gotta do?
Yeah, fuck yeah. Just stand on the shitty beach in Lake Erie and be like, I'm a model. Those are my favorite.
There's seaweed touching me.
Or they're standing. Sort of they're standing thing. In like a cornfield in Lodi, and they got like two corn husks behind them, and they're just like wearing a bikini, and they're like, "I'm a model." Mm-hmm. Like, no, you're a whore. And some guy on Craigslist tricked you into taking pictures of you.
My cousin takes pictures, like for graduations and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I told her, "I'm like, you should take some pictures of me," but then it just turned into. Well, are your cats going to be involved? Like, is this like a...
And you said, obviously.
Obviously. Right,
yeah. No. Well, I thought that it'd be cute, like Christmas cards. And I was like, but unless they... No. Not.
Yeah, absolutely. Those photos I got, my headshots I got taken, I'm thinking about turning that into a t-shirt.
Those are good.
I know, but I'm thinking about turning it into a t-shirt.
Yeah. I don't photograph well.
Well, some of us have it, Stephanie.
You have it.
It's unbelievable what I am come equipped with.
Did I ever tell you the story of when we had to take pictures for work?
No.
So, like, you ever go to Giant Eagle, and they have pictures of, like, the manager and assistant manager and, like, people on the wall, like, employee of the month, anything like that?
Yeah.
I get what you're saying.
Okay. So, a couple years ago, this guy, he just started, said that we should do that. So, all the managers and assistants had to have their picture taken.
Mm-hmm.
So, after, like, some sort of meeting, we have to stand in line, and, like, everyone's watching you get your picture taken. So I'm, like, just super, like, red face, red, like, splotchy.
Nervous, right?
Yeah. I was like, I don't want to do this. Can't I just take, like, a selfie, and then, like, you use that one? And he's like, no.
So I'm a millennial.
No, it was just, when someone's, like, smile, I'm, like, just, like, all teeth. Just like ear to ear grin, but it's not a smile. It's some sort of like weird like buck tooth looking thing, and it was awful. So he's like, all right, we're gonna take three pictures, and then you can pick the best one you like. I'm like, okay. So I'm sitting there, and he's like adjust your face this way, tilt your head down, whatever. So I do that, and he's like, okay, now smile. I'm like, okay. And he's like, okay, we'll try not like to smile so much. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, you're scaring the other boys. Yeah.
So then we go through it, and he's like, okay, well, which one do you pick? And he's like, can you relax? Like, you just need to relax. Just relax. You'll be fine. So you're only supposed to do three pictures and pick one.
Yeah.
And he's like, we're gonna do this again. Because I feel like you can do this.
That's awesome.
And so then I did it three more, they took three more pictures, and he's like, okay, you're going to have to pick one of these. Like, I can't do this again. And I picked, it was the worst picture ever, and we're supposed to turn it in and hang it in our store. And luckily, by the time that we got the pictures back and got them framed, that, like, the guy didn't work there anymore, so then we didn't have to do that.
You never hung your photo up?
No, absolutely not. I threw it away. And was like, oh, I misplaced it. Here.
Where'd my picture go? Yeah,
but somehow I gave you your frame back. You can have this back. I don't know what happened to inside of it, but it was awful.
The photo fell out.
Yes.
You don't like getting your picture taken?
No.
No.
No, because it always just turns out like weird, like double chin, horrible angle. I feel like if I take a picture of myself, I can take like 100 and pick one and we'll be good. Or, like, put, like, a Snapchat filter on it, and I look like a cute little goddess with some flower halo.
Oh,
and
then I'm good.
It's hilarious.
Fuck you! God. You've done that before!
Larry doesn't do that at
more
all.
Than anyone.
That sounds really self-indulgent, Stephanie. I am shocked.
I learned it by watching you.
I am shocked at your behavior right now. I put filters on because I'm an ugly man.
I put them on because I'm not an attractive woman. Like, front on. You gotta do, like, the angle. Like, look down, look up. Yeah, I'll take another one. This tastes funny.
Don't put the bottle in your mouth.
What does everybody want?
I don't think Stephanie knows how to drink a beer.
I know. Do I not, like, deep...
No, you don't shove the whole bottle in your throat while you're drinking it, Stephanie. My God.
Says it's a you.
Family show.
What? Is this a twist off?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
What if we mix these two together?
Try it.
This is why I love my bottle opener, because I just get to hand it to people. Because
it doesn't work.
What the fuck, dude?
It doesn't work. They never know how to use it.
That's
how you use it.
This is angering me.
There you go.
Boom.
Look at that.
Like a pro.
It is a twist off, anyway.
Fuck. All right. Anywho. So how about them Indians, right? We should go to a game this week.
What
There's
is
only
names?
Like four or five left,
Cleveland.
Right?
The win, WWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWL.
Yes.
Indians?
Yes. There's no L's in there.
They lost.
Like, we lost like two in the last, like,
29.
Yeah.
Well, why you gotta focus on the negative? Like, why can't you just be like,
you can't
out.
Pretend that they won?
I wasn't pretending.
Why are you defending? Why are you defending them?
Just saying. Why can't you just be just like happy for Cleveland?
Team. Holy shit.
Whoa.
I don't like this beer.
Did
it's
you
making
just
me angry.
Meet me? Why aren't you happy for the sports teams in Ohio,
I was
Larry?
He's trying to make him angry, so he's like, voice
yes, because you know the one thing that always gets under my skin is saying, why don't you care about the sports teams in Ohio? That's when I really go off on my tirade.
LarrySportsBlog.com. I thought that would work.
Get me started on the rude cashiers at a grocery store. I'll go all day, but not baseball teams. It's fine.
Which ones?
Which baseball teams?
No, which grocery stores?
Oh, I don't know.
The gas station where you went to and they didn't have Guinness?
Yeah, well, that's...
What'd they say to you?
That, too. Well,
like,
I didn't ask
him.
Sir,
this isn't the season for Guinness. Either drink pumpkin
beer
or get
out. No, I was at the gas station and the guy goes, you look like you have kids. And I'm like, ugh, I don't want to talk to you. Why do these people talk to me?
Right? You just got one of those faces.
You look like you have kids. What's wrong with that?
What do you mean I look like I have kids?
I think it's
the
polo. I think it's the polo.
So the shirt I'm wearing says you look like a fucking dad.
It means you look like you've had so much sex.
I thought it was the white tennis shoes. With the khaki cargo shorts.
Okay. Well,
and the shirt tucked into my
you
pants with no belt. That's what I figured.
And the fanny pack.
And the fanny pack. And the shirt that said number one dad. How did he know?
And the minivan. But
I don't have a minivan.
Yeah.
That bastard.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to get a minivan?
I don't need a minivan.
Oh.
I don't have the need to necessitate a minivan.
What if you take, like, a trip with your kids?
I can get to and fro in the automobile vehicle that I currently own.
Okay.
Get a full-size van instead of a mini one.
Yeah.
I don't want a
shaggin'
minivan.
Wagon.
I'm good.
Okay. Okay.
I don't need a minivan. I don't need a truck either.
What about...
I don't really do anything.
What about a micro machine?
Oh, a micro machine would be fun. I don't really do anything that would necessitate a truck.
You just want to...
Yeah.
You never just want to keep on trucking?
You know, Burton, I heard a country star say the other day that the best part about getting a pickup truck is getting it dirty. That's Ohio for you.
Well, that's just ridiculous.
What country's...
I don't know. Some jackass that's on tour right now, and he was hawking some Chevy bullshit. Or a Dodge something.
That sounds about right.
Best part about buying a truck is getting it dirty,
getting it dirty again.
I'm like, it sounds like your wife. You monster.
Wow.
I don't know who it was, so I can't say that.
I don't either. But I have been listening to Midland. This is a country band.
Yeah, you sent me that song the other day. I didn't listen to it yet.
Is it a country band? Do you like country now?
I've always liked country.
Oh, yeah.
I like all kinds of music. Yeah.
Except rap.
I love rap.
I'm kidding.
I wish I was a fucking rapper.
Don't you remember that's what everybody used to say? I like all kinds of music except rap. Or I like all kinds of music except country.
No.
No.
I probably wasn't friends with them.
I was.
That's when I pull out my polka tape. And be like, really? You love I all love kinds polka. Of music except my for country?
My stepdad's Polish.
Let's get this on.
Have you ever been to Frank Sterl's in Cleveland?
I was making a joke. I don't want
to. Okay. Yeah, we don't need to go deep here. So what, you're listening to country now?
It's just a really good album. I can listen to it front to...
front to back.
Front to back.
Flipping that LP?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Spotify?
Yes, it's on Spotify.
That's awesome.
But I do have a record player that I could listen to it on.
Oh, yeah?
I could go buy it on Amazon right now.
Hell yeah.
Apparently I can just...
You could just do drunk, that. Yeah, Stephanie's been buying drunk Amazon shopping lately. So
a cookbook.
Before always, the show started, she found out she bought a cookbook.
It's always
it'll be here by Thursday.
She paid more in shipping than she did for the book.
I'm not really.
You're not a Prime member.
I know. I did have Prime.
Well, even if you're not Prime, you can just choose the cheapest shit. Right.
But obviously, I didn't know I was buying it.
And if you're drunk, you're like, I want it now.
Yeah.
No, I don't even know why I was looking at cookbooks. I don't cook.
That's true.
I was going to say, I'm like, no offense, but you don't cook, right?
I mean, like, not by a recipe. I can make, like, scrambled eggs and bacon and, like, Pillsbury rolls and
grand.
Grand.
Not by recipe? Is there a recipe for bacon?
No, that's what I'm saying. Not by recipe.
Okay.
That's why I can cook bacon and sausage and, like, breakfast stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, tacos.
Toaster strudels.
Oh, no. I don't really eat those anymore. Those are good, though.
Cinnamon rolls.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't eat those anymore, either.
I just realized both of you are, like, the least cooking people I know.
Yeah, I don't cook at all. I don't cook shit.
I made noodles the other day. Some pasta.
That's good.
Yeah.
I screwed up some macaroni and cheese a few months ago, and the cheese boiled over the pot, and it went under the...
How did the cheese boil?
The water with the cheese in it went boiled over.
You don't put the cheese in the water.
I don't know what happened. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it.
No, I want to know now. I want to know. Like,
the cheese was in there that was
you
cheese.
You don't add the cheese until it's completely cooked and it's still hot and you
something,
let the cheese
something
melt
happened.
In there.
I don't want to talk about it. But so, butter. It was the butter. It was the cheese.
Mm. Okay, go on.
And this is why I usually eat ravioli.
If you're
out of a can. Excuse me. Chef Boyardee is a legitimate cook.
If you are boiling noodles.
Doesn't it taste like
his name tin? Is Chef Boyardee.
But doesn't it have like a metal-y taste to
some
it?
Some of us are getting ready for the end of time, Stephanie.
All right.
It's all pre-cooked.
No, I know, but it doesn't, like, anytime I have like soup or anything out of the can. Oh, you don't?
I'm not shocked that you lick the inside of the can.
Fuck off. I don't lick the inside of a can.
This is so good.
Tastes a little rusty.
Ooh, there's more in here. No, so anyways, I don't know what I did. Apparently I did it wrong. And the butter boiled, or the cheese, something boiled over the edge and went under the grate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The cooking grate thing that heats up.
Can I ask you, or do you really not want to talk about it?
I don't care. I don't remember. This is last year.
What were you doing?
I don't
like,
know.
What were you just heating up, like, the butter and cheese by itself?
I don't remember. Something happened where the cheese ended up underneath the cooking unit on the oven.
Okay.
He said unit.
Was it in like a pot, like a deep pot, or like a pan?
It was a pot.
How much cheese were you cooking?
I was hungry.
That it was.
It's not easy being cheesy.
Anyways. The point of my story was...
Like, you were stirring it and it came out.
Yeah, that's what happened. I was stirring it and it came out. Yeah, it didn't just watch it just boil over and start screaming. I did that once.
I did the
wooden spoon over the top of the thing where I thought that worked. It doesn't work. It's bullshit.
But only that's just the water.
That's only like, boiling water.
I know, but I used the plastic spoon. It didn't work.
I think you're skipping the step of draining the pasta. It sounds like you are pouring cheese into boiling water with pasta.
Maybe I like my cheese boiling.
Very, very watered down.
So anyways, long story short.
I remember, at our old
boiled
house,
cheeses. Woohoo!
We were like so drunk.
Oh God.
Burton was like, get me an apron.
Yeah, I used to master
I'm gonna cook
this shit.
He's like, we need mac and cheese. So I'm like, okay. So
we need mac and cheese. I think I remember going through your pantry and shit, and that's all I could find to like make.
That was probably all that we had.
I wasn't
but we're like, do you want like Kraft noodles and like
no, like,
and you're like, no, I'm gonna make this from scratch.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you had like elbow macaroni,
Elbow noodle. Okay, yes. I'm like,
and,
what?
Elbow
You've what? Lost me.
And
he said, what? Elbow what?
Yeah, and some different stuff. Go ahead. You can tell the
fettuccine
story. You remember yeah. better
Rototini.
Than I do.
Yeah, some linguine.
Rettuccine.
Some
pasta fagioli.
Some farfel.
Some peanut butter.
Farfel is pretty good.
I love farfel.
What's farfel?
It's like little bow tie noodles.
It is bow tie pasta.
Oh, the fancy pasta.
Oh, we fancy. So, Burton's making the noodles, and he's like cutting up cheese and melting it and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then... At the time, we're pretty drunk, and I'm, like, just fascinated. I'm just watching him make all this, and I'm like, this is amazing. Like, I should be writing this down. And he's just, like, going through cupboards, like, picking out, like, you know, salt and pepper and, like, whatever else. The I'm band. Like, they're like, push it.
Push it real good. Go on.
Yes. So then, so, I don't know, we end up, makes it. It's like white cheddar mac and cheese. It's like the best thing in my life. He leaves. I go to bed. I wake up in the morning, and it looks like something blew up in my kitchen. And I'm just like, what the fuck happened last night? Burton's like, I made mac and cheese. There's just like butter all over everything. There's just like
so you mean
pots
the, so you mean the guy that
left.
Just critiqued me for not knowing how
no,
to
no,
cook
no.
just blew butter all over the kitchen.
No, I don't know.
I did not blow butter all over the kitchen.
Well, who the fuck's blutter?
I may have actually used different ingredients and
there was
not
a guy named Butter
at
the party that night. I didn't blow butter all over the kitchen. I blew him in the living room.
Oh, you fucker.
I like Blutter. He's a crafty one.
Remember when I was drunk? So, at 70's old house, I would get drunk and try to cook a couple times. Usually turned out all right, but we were drunk, so...
It was good, but it was good. It was just the next morning, I would wake up, and my house was fucking trash.
Yeah.
I
tried to make a roux, too, so I added, like, some flour.
What's a roux?
A roux, like, you use flour as, like, a thickening agent.
You lost
to,
me.
Like, okay.
Like
so
a,
anyways,
like
just
like
flour?
A dumpling.
No,
was it like a dumpling?
Know that I
like
used
a daisy?
Flour. No. You just thicken, like, the cheese sauce, almost like a roux. But anyways.
I don't fucking
he
know.
He ruined speaking. It.
I'll give you that one.
You motherfucker.
If I had a soundboard, you'd get a boo-boo.
I feel like I should get like a waka-waka.
I just know that okay. I ended up getting flour all over
yes.
the fucking place.
Yes,
the best,
that was true.
The best time I
so
remember was when I thought I was going to flambé or some shit.
What
yes.
the fuck?
I didn't really. I was just joking around. But
it was a gas
I remember
stove.
That I poured like a shit ton of like 151 or something just mm-hmm. on the stovetop and then tried to light the... No, I did light it, didn't
yes,
I?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, so all of a sudden just the
this
the
might have been the night.
Stove is
so
just
looked amazing.
On fire.
Yeah,
yeah
so it,
looked it
was
amazing. Great.
So why don't you become a chef?
Because I pour 151
no,
all over
you
the stove and then light
it
on fire.
Face when you do
yeah,
it.
Just don't be drunk when you work.
No, that sounds great sober too. Are you kidding me?
I remember we had a party... Went to bed. I couldn't find my glasses the next morning. So I came downstairs and there was some like black thing on the floor.
Wow.
So I'm like, damn it.
Dildos everywhere. So,
there were
just dildos.
Okay, there were dildos at the party. But right, that right, was right. not a.
I don't refer
black.
To people that way.
So I'm like, just. But I was so, like, kind of hungover. I didn't realize what I was doing. And I bent down and picked it up. And yeah. I was just thinking, like, oh, my God, please be a brownie.
And you
please,
ate it.
Please
Are
be
you
a brownie.
Kidding me? You picked it up off the floor?
Yeah.
And you ate
I was,
it, didn't you?
I was so hungover that I just was like, I don't know what the fuck this is. And I picked it up. It was a brownie. But knowing, like, I was just thinking, knowing our group of friends, that could have been a turd. That could have been a shit on the floor that I would have picked up.
I get what you're saying. Not like, please be a brownie, I'm hungry.
No. Ew!
Please don't be...
I'm like, I have all this mac and cheese on the stove that I can
please
eat.
Please don't be that someone dropped a deuce on the floor.
Yes.
Understandable. Although whoever's poop is that dark, if you're my friend, I love you, please go see a doctor.
But you, I mean, okay, true. I didn't have my glasses on. I didn't have contacts
in. If you poop
in,
it looks
if
like
you,
a brownie.
If you, realize, yeah. if you realize how blind I was, it really wasn't like a big stretch of, could have been anything.
It's a good thing you picked it up.
Oh, okay.
Could have been a woolly bear for all you know.
Yeah. Funny story. You know Danny has pretty big bushy eyebrows?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We were at a family function, and there was a woolly bear on the floor. And we made the joke. We're like, Danny. He's like, what? We're like, one of your eyebrows fell off. There's a woolly bear on the floor.
Mm. It's one of those you had to be there type thing?
Yeah.
Oh, that's staying in. Don't worry.
I remember one time when I was pretty young. I was doing, like, the fall foliage tour or what the fuck ever with my parents and one of my cousins. And we had pulled into the somewhere. We were in the car.
Someone's having hot flashes.
And
I am all splotchy.
I see a woolly bear.
Oh, my God. You almost died.
Never mind.
Can't breathe.
Go on. Finish your story. I tripped.
No.
It was awkward. I'm sorry.
The woolly bear, the woolly bear moment is over.
The woolly bear moment will live on. It's like the woo Indians.
Can I burp? You burp in the microphone, then whisper. Can I burp?
I wasn't sure if it was.
Stephanie's, it's okay. They can't see you burping. You're fine. I don't give a shit. Yeah.
I don't give a shit about it being on the show. I give a shit about me using that microphone screen in the future.
No, just burp all the time. Nobody can see you. Just burp. Mm. Just burp.
It's just gonna smell like beer.
Yeah.
Yes.
And sadness. That's what this show smells like. Sadness.
I thought you were saying mine.
No, not you. Don't take it personally. We still have to get on the depression topic. One of these days we're gonna have a depression show. It's gonna be great.
I don't know.
What are we talking about? Who's depressed?
We all are.
Everyone. Who's depressed?
Some of us are medicated, some of us are.
That's the best joke ever. Well, we're all at least self-medicated.
Brian won't let us talk about it.
I don't want to either.
Why?
I don't mind talking about it. I just know, you guys know, when I... Certain subjects, not just depression, but when I start talking about anything that's a little deep, like...
Well, that's when philosophical burden comes out.
I go off the deep end, and I'm just like, your opinion doesn't fucking matter to
you,
me.
None of you matter to me. I am the right one. You are wrong. Yeah, show me what you got. Yeah.
Soon you won't even be matter.
Exactly.
Yeah. I felt Burton and I got drunk. This is like a couple years ago. And he straight up asked me, "What, in your opinion, what are your five favorite bands?"
Oh, no. Well, you don't ever ask that when someone asks that question.
So... we were pretty drunk, and I was like, oh, we're talking music? I love music. Okay. So I tell him them,
you
and then...
I'm going to make you pause just for a second. I'm going to preempt your answer just with... this is the same reason I shouldn't talk about anything philosophical, theological, anything like that. Because this is how I used to be with music.
Yes.
Now go on.
Okay. So he asked me my opinion. And
unintentionally.
I give him my top five. I don't even remember what they were. I feel like Metallica was probably in there, and you like threw your hands up in the air and you're like, fucking Metallica? No! And then you went on this like rant. Like you asked me, what's your opinion? And then you told me how wrong I was. For having that opinion.
That doesn't sound like me.
That doesn't sound like drunk Burton at all.
For like 45 minutes. And then I look and I'm like, can we go home? Like,
I don't want to talk to you anymore.
I just want
to
go home.
I don't want to listen to music ever again.
Right? This was a while ago. But now I just know when like Burton, when he gets drunk and he starts asking me this question, so I'm like, well, I don't know. What are your top five? And I throw it back at him.
Or then you just whoop his ass.
Or I was like, did you just...
Or then you just whoop his ass in Dr. Mario.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. That's what you do when I'm super, super, super drunk. And obviously can't play it at all.
Yeah, you weren't that drunk that night.
No, not that drunk.
Mm, you were pretty sober.
I feel like super drunk, less than super, super drunk. I mean, you had a couple beers.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
I was drinking also.
You know, I'm just...
Yeah, no, the playing field was pretty level at that point.
I'm acting...
bravado.
Yes, exactly. But I will admit, yes, you whooped my ass handedly.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you did again.
Thank
over
you.
And over again.
It was great.
On a game that you know very well and I had never played before.
Obviously, Bert doesn't know how Tetris works.
I was going to say, you don't know how to play Tetris? Everybody knows how, like, an infant can play Tetris.
Dr. Mario is not Tetris.
Okay. It's very similar.
I mean, it's kind of like
there's
Tetris.
There's little pills flying in my face. All right. Never mind.
Maybe like that's like everyday life, though. Just like pills. vitamins.
Your vitamins?
Prescription.
Did you take your vitamins?
Prescribed
today?
Only.
I'll take a blue one today.
Did you call your doctor and take your vitamin?
Anytime you want to do that again, I'm down.
Oh, whoop his ass and Dr. Mario?
No. I'm just saying play. I think I lost once.
No, you. I don't think you did.
No, I didn't.
No, you didn't.
Like, I couldn't figure out, like, the speed drop or anything
on that one. Excuses.
No, it's not an excuse. Like, I'm saying, like, I was really bad and you were really fucking good. I remember...
she's beaming right now.
We're sitting there. We're next to each other on a couch or some shit. And I'm sitting there. I'm like, okay, this is a good one. This is a good round. I'm getting close. And I see out of the corner of my eye, Stephanie basically like stops playing and just turns her head to look at me. Can't see the TV at all because she already knows like the next five moves and just bloop, 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 doom. I'm done instantly.
You're one of those Rubik's Cubes weirdos, aren't you?
No, I can't figure those out. Dr. Mario weirdo? Probably.
Yeah.
No, you're really good.
So you're saying you're crafty?
I got really good at Tetris on my laptop. But without like the two-hand controls on a laptop, on a keyboard, I cannot play Tetris well on anything else. And I was really
good. How do you need two hands for Tetris?
So on the laptop, there's like a...
Oh, the space bar.
Space bar, and there's a hold button. Mm-hmm. So space bar is like...
Do you play the piano well?
Space bar is the quick release, quick drop. Space bar or C button is like the hold, right? Mm-hmm. So if you have a piece you don't want, you see the three over there, up and down, or like move,
rotate
left and right, exactly, okay. Or move left and right. I got ridiculously fucking fast at that. So I'm like, all right, Dr. Mario, I got this shit. I love some Tetris.
And then she whooped your fucking ass.
And there's a video. I feel like there was a video forever. That I watched like on repeat because I just felt like it was a good video.
I think
video.
We videotaped it.
And I was just like,
You got a moment of when she does that shit when I'm like,
I'm just staring,
concentrating on a good round, and she just slowly like looks over to me like, look at this fucker. He thinks he's doing good.
That's what one time gotcha. I thought Bert was gonna like haul off and punch me.
When he gets mad like that, he gets really mad. You gotta be careful because then you gotta watch it.
I don't get really mad. I do. I think
you watch
this
water coming to the top of the flood, the dam, and you're like, oh shit.
I think this is like. I think this is like an after effect from being an only child. Like, because I remember when I don't get really mad. I just voice like my. Kind of rage, mm-hmm. but it's like at the video game and shit. I don't care once the game's fucking over and everything.
I mean, I'm totally over it.
No, I am.
I mean, I'm totally over it, even though you fucking like whooped his ass.
I think it's funny and everything. But
I mean, it's fucking
still,
funny. It's
that's
great.
Why I'm still talking about
it's
it.
Great.
When we
that's
were
why
in
I
still Rochester,
won't let it go. Yeah.
When we were in Rochester, playing,
I mean, it's not like the two hand thing on the keyboard. But I mean,
when
yeah, it's
we were
fine.
In Rochester playing the interruption game.
I mean,
Stephanie wins at that one.
Don't
too.
You use two hands on a controller? I was curious. I use two hands on a controller.
I do too.
I use a foot.
Interruption game.
Go ahead. Sorry.
No, you guys won. Interruption game.
There we
twice
go.
Twice tonight.
There
too,
it is.
There it is. There's the dam.
I feel like I don't ever get to interrupt anyone because between my brothers, being the middle child and the only girl, you lose out all the time. So then when I can, like, fuck with you guys, I was like, this is great. Now I know why Matt and Danny do it. Cause
makes you feel powerful.
It does. Mm-hmm. And I feel like you've probably never had that because you're the only child.
Okay.
And now he's going into only child mode.
He's gone mute.
He's gone into only child mode. No one talked to me.
Well, it's definitely not like every time I try to talk about anything. It's completely trampled out. I thought Brian wasn't here tonight.
Oh, man.
Little blow.
No, see, when I get mad, I do stuff like that.
Yes.
If I'm screaming and yelling at a TV screen, I'm not really mad. Mm. That's it.
That's usually a good sign that someone is mad.
Mm-hmm. See, but I'm not. That's what I was trying to say. When we were in Rochester playing Super Smash Brothers, I remember, like, I'm terrible at Super Smash Brothers. Like, I've played it Well, actually, I used to play it a bunch with Dave, but he's really good. I never got any better at it. Never any better.
It's a hard game. If you don't play it all the time, it's hard to learn. Sorry,
never any better than button mashing. Mm-hmm. I remember being in Rochester, and Harvey was there, and I'm doing so bad, and I'm just like yelling at the screen, "Motherfucker, goddamn all this shit." And the three people playing me are sitting there all calm, but then I feel like they were looking at me like they were afraid to talk.
They didn't want to hurt you either.
Exactly. I'm like, dude, I'm not mad at you.
But they were causing your distress.
No, when it's something like that, I'm getting mad at the fact that I'm fucking terrible at it. I'm not getting mad at someone for beating me.
I understand.
That's it.
Good times.
I think so.
Nice.
Now, I feel like I'm not good at much, so when I am good at things, I have to
I think after this episode, we should have a little Dr. Mario competition.
I agree.
I'm down.
I think so.
Let me get my boxing gloves out of the car. Yeah.
Burton pulls out a fucking baseball bat.
Oh, I can almost reach it.
Nice.
Do you have Arbor Mist?
Yeah, I don't know where that came from.
Okay, don't...
The store?
Thou out protest.
Why too would much? I know where... Doth house the protest to that shit? I don't know.
So pretentious.
I am a very pretentious fuck.
I was joking. I just realized we actually had a Shakespeare conversation.
Yeah, we did. We did have a Shakespeare conversation on episode once. That was where you tried to tell her when you actually read Shakespeare. Daniel called you out.
Did Daniel call me out?
Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah, he called you out real quick.
I don't remember that at all.
Because he's like...
Because I do read Shakespeare.
Ugh. And anyways, I'll
take that back. I have read some Shakespeare
I've had before. Shakespeare read to me. That's how fancy I am.
That is pretty nice, actually. Having someone read to you, that's...
Yeah, it's called Books on Tape.
That's,
Oh, I thought you meant, like, someone, like, in the room.
Who the fuck is going to sit down and read to me?
I don't know.
Now
can we, like, bedtime stories for adults?
Who's the...
Who? Who? Do I need to pay for that? No one's going to read to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who is it? Hedonism Bot. What was his name on Futurama?
Oh, the,
It was just Hedonism Bot,
the,
right?
The
it was
Devil some Bot, play, right?
No, the Hedonism one. Where he's just this gold, like the...
The one who sat there with the lounge, grapes and all that shit? Yeah.
What do they call it? A chaise lounge?
Yes.
Chaise?
Chaise. It's French for chaise. I just made that up.
I bought it.
If you bought that, there's a bridge in New York. I'm Sal. And on that note... Well, that has been another great episode of Drinks with Larry.
So anyways.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Well, thanks, Stephanie, for coming on. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Hopefully Brian will be back next week.
No, well, you're always welcome. You are always welcome on the show. Absolutely. You are always welcome on. Why wouldn't you be?
I don't know.
Everyone is always welcome.
Yeah, anybody can come on.
You're just the only one who's ever...
Believe me, anybody. Not just Stephanie. Anybody. Dear God, anybody can come on the please. Show.
Please, someone. Please.
Danny wanted to come on.
Except Danny.
Danny should come on. It'll be fun.
I feel like there's a list of things that, like, you can't talk to Danny about, though.
Such as?
Being friends with me. Like, anything that had to do with, like, stuff that I may have said or done when Danny wasn't around or don't want family members to know.
I think Danny would have his own stories. I think he'd be fine.
Oh, Danny has plenty of stories.
I'm sure.
As long as you stick to Danny's stories and not, like...
I'm sure that'll be...
Why is your sister an idiot stories?
I don't know what you're talking about, but I will ask you once we're done recording.
We will definitely ask you this while we're playing Dr. Mario. So. Well, that's been episode 8, and thanks again, everybody listening. Thanks again, Burton.
You're welcome.
And hopefully we can get Brian and Daniel back and have Stephanie back on as well.
Why are you thanking me? I'm on every episode.
Because I'd like to say thank you. I'm thanking you. All right.
You're your manager.
I can't thank myself. I can.
Well, thank you, Larry, for inviting us over.
You know what? Finally.
Thank you. It's nice to get invited.
I said you're welcome when you were...
You did.
You were looking for me to say no, you're welcome.
You got to pick up on those cues. Those needy girls are like, oh my God, why don't you call me?
I'm not needy.
In the past, when girlfriends have said, I love you.
Mm-hmm. You're like, that's cool.
Exactly.
Wait, they don't like that?
No, they love it.
Episode 9.
K.
K.